Yep, welcome again. Another episode of Trep Life with Ace. Episode number 2 for the year 2020. This is January 2nd, 2020. In actuality, episode number 23. So shout out to everybody who's listening in. Shout out to everybody who's actually tuning into this podcast and feel like you're getting some value out of it. Again, as always, if there's any comments, suggestions, recommendations, or you just want to give a shout out, you can always do so. Just send me a holler at Trep Life Ace. You can find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, find me pretty much anywhere, right? All right, so yesterday's podcast, we went over the new plan for 2020, the 2020 vision, right? You actually writing down your goals. So I went through what my segmented goals are for the year, how I went about tying them in together so that it's a full plan. And today we're going to talk about actually the action plan. So it's all good and gravy to write down your goals, right? It's, oh man, it feels so good. I'm gonna be a millionaire this year. I'm gonna make $100 million this year. Ooh, it's gonna be crazy. My goal, I'm setting high goals, I'm shooting for the stars. If I land on the moon, I'm satisfied. And sometimes people say I'm shooting for the moon. If I land amongst the stars, I'm still satisfied. So the bottom line is, that's really not what it's all about. Your goals are just gonna be what the end post is, right? Setting milestones, giving yourself your end goal, right? So if you're a football fan, the goals, right, are at the end of the field. But you actually have to run plays and get downs to get yourself into the goal, right? Just to get into the red zone is a big deal. You got to grind to get into the goal, right, to actually score a touchdown, right? So that's an action plan. That's a playbook. That's what we need. We need a playbook in order to accomplish that. We need a way where we can say, all right, here's our goal. It's 100 yards away, so to speak. It's $1,000 away. It's $100,000 away, so to speak, right? Here's my playbook. Here's what I'm going to do to accomplish these things per segment. Per segment. So it starts out with your spiritual goals, right? For me, my spiritual goals, meditation. Make sure I have a schedule set up for meditation. Right, so what's the action? Actually setting the schedule, putting it in the device, in the phone, in the book, wherever you gotta put it, actually putting it there, taking action and doing it. Right? Set the schedule. Set the schedule, write out the meditative script, set down the vision that you're gonna be meditating on, have that done. Right? So that means, so over the next few weeks, you already got your whole meditative script already lined out for yourself. You know, I'm really speaking to me, right, for myself, because yours may be different. So we got that. Same thing for when it comes to your health. All right, take action. Here's my workout plan. Here's how much water I'm going to drink per day. Here's my workout plan. I'm going to do this full body workout. I'm going to focus on calisthenics. I'm going to do weights. I'm going to try to hit this goal of bench pressing 225 15 times in a row, whatever it is, right? Boom. Set your game plan. The game plan now is, all right, Monday through Friday, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week or 3 times or whatever. I'm actually going to sign up for my gym membership today or tomorrow or whatever date you can set it for. And then go and execute. Game plan. Week number one in my workout plan, I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend this amount of hours doing cardio 5 days a week. I'm going to do about 30 minutes to an hour worth of cardio. 3 out of those 5 days a week, I'm actually going to do my full body workouts. Here's what my schedule looks like. Here's the time that I'm going to set aside to do it. Put it in my phone. Boom. Now it's in my schedule. So my alarm goes off when it's time to get busy. All right? So it gives me a reminder. Hey, now you're about 30 minutes out from your first workout, your next workout, whatever the case is. Boom. Now you've taken action and put it into actionable steps. All right? So what's next? Now you got your relationship goals, right? Actually going out and planning something. Plan a get out for yourself and your spouse. Or plan a get out for yourself and your family. Plan some lunches for your business partners and yourself. You know, those relationships that we want to nurture are the ones that we're going to be setting action plans around. So let's go ahead and set a playbook, right? Here are the events that I'm going to attend. Go to meetup.com. Start researching these events. Go, here are the events I'm going to attend. Put those on your calendar. Schedule them out. You've taken the first step to taking action on that goal. And the same thing goes for your business. What milestones do you need to hit? How are you going to hit them? How many meetings do you need to set? How many phone calls do you need to make? You know, those are the things that you're going to have to focus on in order for you to hit your goals. Set the playbook. How many sales do I need? At what profit margin do I need those sales to be so that I'm profitable, hitting my financial and economic goals for this year, right? So you're working through all of those different pieces and you're actually putting those into a playbook. So at the end of the day, what does this playbook look like? So as we just mentioned, we're dealing with a schedule, right? Your schedule is your playbook. Whether it's on your phone, it's out of a day planner, you write it down, you set reminders, you set tasks, you set appointments on your actual calendar that you meet with yourself on. That is what it's going to take in order to execute on what you wrote down for your goals. You see, now a plan without action is a plan to fail, and it's simply just that, right? So the action is actually laying it out as far as what steps you're going to actually take in order to get that on a day-by-day basis. So it's setting aside hour by hour what you're going to be focused on, what you plan on accomplishing during that hour, and how that relates to your greater goal. So that's what that's all about, right? So that's what today's episode was all about, y'all. Today's episode is about making sure that you put your goal plan into an action plan. So now you're past day two in a year, and now you've had at least now what you're scheduling out maybe a month, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, right? Because your weekly schedule pretty much mimic each other. I mean, most of us live on a routine where we live the same type of time every day, week in and week out. Very few of us actually have spontaneity inside of our schedules. Let's just be honest, right? It is what it is. So inside of your routine, create a routine of action. Create a routine of scheduling out what you plan on doing and how long it's going to take it to get done. And that'll be your roadmap for the day. Schedule it out 90 days. By the end of that 90 days, when you go back to your goal planning, you say, all right, well, how close has this action gotten me to my goal? Maybe you hit your goal. Maybe you're a quarter of a way. Maybe not. Maybe you need to, you know, reevaluate, readjust, step it up. This gives you an opportunity to actually take some accountability and really see if that plan of yours is working, right? So 90 days, first quarter of the year, schedule it out, come back before you move into the second quarter, readjust. That's what it's all about. So I hope this made sense. I hope this helped some of you in your journey to creating your vision for 2020. And I look forward to sharing some more with you. And look out for tomorrow's podcast, January 3rd. We right back in the house, you heard? So let's get it done. As always, I appreciate you all listening. If there's any comments, suggestions, recommendations, or you just simply want to give me a shout out, reach out to me on @TrepLifeAce on IG, Facebook, wherever you want to find me @TrepLifeAce. Peace. Oh, and before I forget, Trep Life, the life pursuit of entrepreneurial excellence. This is your host, Trep Life Ace. Let's get it, Trep Stars. Peace.